Right, what's going on, you guys? It's finally good to be back. Well, I've been back for quite a while now, but that was a weird segment, but we just finished our final final today.
Woohoo!
Great stuff. This chair's a bit rocky, but it's fine. I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I'm done. I'm finally done, you know, done with projects, quizzes, assignments, screw all that, right? But I think it's really important to, like, never, like, forget the kind of framework that you built for yourself along these years, because I think if what college, like, really helped instilled in me is the kind of system that you would require to take on anything else that you would do outside of school, right? It helps you, like, build that discipline, helps you, you know, achieve certain targets, certain metrics, certain goals, certain objectives, and a certain purpose, right? For school, it was to kind of graduate, to really develop those, you know, soft skills and hard skills. Soft skills, like, you know, in your personal development, like leading teams, communicating, instilling that tenacity and that kind of that grit just to keep going, even though, like, you know, everything seems to go south on you. And I think it just really plays a part in that, you know. And I'm just so glad that I got to experience 5 years of that. And, you know, I'm not saying that I want to go for another five. Nope. I'm done. Nope. Can't take any more of that. But all jokes aside, I'm glad I took those 5 years. I really took my time. And, you know, I think there's just really no such thing as, you know, accidents, if you will, as Master Oogway pointed out, right? I think everything is just meant to kind of fall into place. And, you know, whether you realize it or not, in the short term, like, eventually it's just gonna reveal itself slowly. And I can attest to that, right? And, like, back to, like, that framework, you know, I think it's also important to just, like, really understand that, you know, something that my teacher once told me was that learning doesn't stop as soon as you graduate college. Don't assume that, like, just because you finished everything, you got your bachelor's, you got your diploma, your master's, your PhD, that, you know, the learning stops there. The truth is, it's a lifelong experience. And I've been told this so many times by so many teachers. And, like, at the time, I didn't really get it. I was like, okay, you know, why? But, like, you know, you don't really, like, truly understand what that means, like fully grasp it, you know, until you've, like, gone through all that and, like, you finally realize, oh, you know, so that's what it means, right? Because the truth is, like, beyond this point, right, you're on your own, right? You've been equipped with all the knowledge, with all the skills, with all the connections, with all the how-tos. Now you just have to choose where you want to go, what you want to be, who you want to be. And, you know, to answer those questions or to find out those questions, it takes a lot of exploration, right? But only this time, you know, because you went through the things that you've gone through already, you know, you have the experience, you have the tenacity, you have the know-hows, right? Now it's just really trying things out, you know, see what works for you, see what doesn't, you know. Work company A, work at company B, always take something out of it, take it as a learning experience either way. That's kind of how I would approach it now that I am going to be job hunting. But yeah, you know, it's a bittersweet feeling. I thought I would be more emotional than this, but it turns out I'm not. Maybe I'm just so ready to go. But yeah, I'm gonna be, like, the official graduation isn't until it's not until, like, summer for some reason. It's kind of a Canadian thing here, so, you know, I'll take it, I guess. And now I'm 4 months, I'm just gonna enjoy this break, right? Just really take the time for myself and just like, just really see, you know, where the direction I want to go for and go from there, you know? Because I think at the end of the day, it's kind of like making sure that you know your center and you also know, you know, which directions you plan to take, and then, you know, take those steps and see how it feels for you. You know, if it's a bit too rocky, if it's a bit too steep, maybe try going to, you know, a more doable route, you know. And if that doable route seems a little too mundane, something that doesn't really, you know, suit your style, maybe go for like another trail that's a little bit more challenging, but, you know, kind of like suits to your pace, you know, your style or whatnot. I don't know if that makes sense, but I hope it does. But you get the gist of it. I just literally brain dumped everything I know about like digital marketing, and I put my heart and soul into that paper, and I hope I get a good grade. But yeah, you know, cheers to ending 2023 with a bachelor's, hopefully. I seriously hope I get the bachelor's, because like I'm pretty sure I already fulfilled the graduation requirements. But anyways, I'll see you all in the next episode, and cheers to more episodes to come.